Mark chapter 5. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broke in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Yahshua from afar, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What do I have to do with you, Yahshua, you son of the Most High El? I beg you, by Elohim, that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send him away out of the country. Now there was near there unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us to the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Yahshua gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 of them, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled away and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Yahshua, and they saw him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw told them how it came to pass to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to admonish him to depart away from their coasts. And when he was come back into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil entreated him that he might be with him. Howbeit Yahshua did not allow him to, but said to him, "Go home to your friends, and tell them how great things the Sovereign has done for you, and has had compassion upon you." And he left, and began to proclaim in Decapolis how great things Yahshua had done for him, and all did marvel. And when Yahshua was passed over again by ship to the other side, much people gathered to him, and he was near to the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Please come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Yahshua went with him. And much people followed him, and thronged about him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better from when she started, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Yahshua, came into the press of the throng behind him, and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Yahshua, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned him about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging about you, and why do you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace, and be whole of your plague." While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Your daughter is dead. Why do you trouble the teacher any further?" And as soon as Yahshua heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Don't be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no man to follow after him except for Peter and Jacob and John, the brother of Jacob. And he comes to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and sees the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said to them, "Why do you make this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he took the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered into where the girl was lying. And he took the girl by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "Damsel, I say to you, arise." And straightway the girl arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no one should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. End of chapter 5.